two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in depth on the biggest stories of the day. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Through Their Eyes, our special series with Utah teenagers discussing current events is coming up in 30 minutes.
First, our top local story. The wish list is getting longer, it appears, for the new Salt Lake Airport, and the cost is going up again.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, they're adding or expanding new facilities to handle extra growth. Passenger load and flights have all increased in recent years, and they say the budget now needs to reflect that, going up to $4.1 billion. But local taxpayers won't be paying for it. They say the higher costs will be covered by user fees paid by the airlines and passengers. The Tribune says these kinds of expansions include Delta wanting a larger sky club or higher tech equipment needed for security screening. They also need to look at adding longer runways for those larger jets going nonstop to Asia. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The pilot of a small plane that crashed into homes in a Roy neighborhood is being identified as David Good, the founder of Good Skis in Ogden. As the investigation into the crash continues, residents of that Roy neighborhood where the plane came down are asking what can be done to keep their neighborhood safe. Aviation expert Mike Maurer says, like so many communities in Utah, there are homes very near airports.
The city has grown up around that airport, and now people are saying, well, this airplane's flying over my house. Well, the airport was there before your house was.
This is the fifth time a small plane has had problems in or near Roy since 2017.
Okay, so weather with Grant Wayman, much warmer than normal today with highs near 50 degrees along the Wasatch Front.
We got the winds picking up today as the storm approaches from the north and west. We'll see some stronger gusts in the southwestern part of the state beginning this afternoon. That's where we have a wind advisory in place. And in some cases, the gusts could go above 30, 40, or even 50 miles an hour. And that's primarily the West Desert, and that's going to begin sometime this afternoon.
Grant says the snow hits overnight and is expected to affect tomorrow morning's commute, with the valleys getting as much as 3 inches by the time it ends around noon.
Governor Gary Herbert telling the state health department not to distribute 100,000 Utah-themed condoms. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story. John?
Yeah, Tim, the State Department of Health says their goal is to fight HIV infections. Their idea was to get creative and hand out condoms branded with tongue-in-cheek plays on state slogans. For example, a spin on the license plate ski slogan, "The Greatest Snow on Earth," but swapping around one of the words. Also the phrase, "This is the place," along with about 10 other varieties. However, a committee member who helped create the campaign confirmed that they did receive a phone call from the governor's office yesterday asking them to stop distribution so the packaging messages can be reworked. A statement issued by the governor's office said, in part, he does not approve the use of sexual innuendo as part of a taxpayer-funded campaign. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
It's a busy day in the Senate with impeachment and trade on the agenda. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, articles of impeachment are presented by House managers in the Senate at 10 a.m. our time, followed by Chief Justice John Roberts being sworn in. Then he administers an oath to the senators at about noon. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says of the trial,
I'm confident that this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation.
The trial begins in full on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Ukrainian prosecutors are beginning an investigation into whether U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was under illegal surveillance, possibly by associates of President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Senator Bob Menendez tells CNN he's asked the Justice Department to also investigate.
It would be ironic that Ukraine is more interested in pursuing the security and what happened to a U.S. ambassador than the United States and the State Department would.
The accusation stems from texts received by Giuliani associate Lev Parnas. And the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is expected to be ratified by the Senate today, right after President Trump signed a phase one deal of trade with China. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer, though, unimpressed.
The real answer to a good deal with China is a new president.
Schumer says the deal favors corporations over employees. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.